Met Office is expected to confirm this morning that December was the warmest since records began in 1910. And for many areas, it may also have been the wettest. Professor Mars Allen is head of Oxford University's Environmental Change Institute. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you think we should be just getting used to this? Is this the new normal?
Well, I mean, normal weather is actually a bit of a thing of the past. I mean, we've just set the world's... We here in Oxford, we maintain the world's longest daily weather record. We just beat the previous record by a whopping 2.5 degrees, and that record was set back in 1852. So you're not meant to beat weather records by that kind of margin. And, you know, just like in athletics, if you start doing so, it's a sign that something's actually changed.
Something has changed fundamentally, because we're always told, look, stop talking about this as a possible indicator of climate change. This is what weather does.
Well, it is what weather does, but we're changing it. Just as, you know, if an athlete starts popping pills, it doesn't guarantee they're going to win every race, but it obviously changes their chances. And if, you know, what we're seeing in the weather, as long ago as 1990, it was predicted that winters would become warmer and wetter. And they even predicted, the Intergovernmental Panel in 1990 predicted, that we'd see a greater prevalence of these intense, short-duration precipitation events that have caused all this flooding misery in northern England. So we've, for a very long time, known that this was likely to be one of the earliest symptoms of climate change. And now we're seeing it. It's not actually all that surprising.
So this is, when we see these floods, we are basically seeing global warming. What happens when the whole world gets warmer, which we presume is as a result of man's intervention?
Well, that's right. I mean, the physics is actually relatively simple. As we warm up the atmosphere, the systems that move in from the Atlantic contain more moisture, and so they dump more rain on the citizens of Cumbria. And there's not very much... It's not that much more complicated than that. There is obviously it's a much more complicated picture in terms of exactly where the rain gets dropped, and there's a lot of science to be done in understanding the details of how the system responds. But this is essentially the kind of response we would expect. And so, yes, we are going to see a changing climate. We are going to see the weather of the 2040s being as different from the weather of today in the same direction as the weather today is from the 1970s. So that's why it's...
Are we in a situation where we could still see next year an exceptionally cold year?
Of course, although the odds on cold winters has gone down, just as the odds on warm winters has gone up. But we can still see them. The weather still varies. What we're doing is loading the dice, if you like, or like an athlete popping pills. We're changing the odds, and we're seeing the odds on these extreme warm, extreme wet winters increasing. And we're going to need to plan for it. One of the you asked, is this the new normal? Well, as I stressed, normal weather, unchanged over generations, is now a thing of the past. And if we're building buildings and building infrastructure, we're going to have to use climate simulations to work out what the weather will be like that infrastructure will have to tolerate in 50 years' time.
So we can model for it, although we know that it's changing, we can model for what is likely to happen.
Well, we have to, and we are getting increasingly good at it, because we increasingly have to rely on computer simulation to know what the weather will be like in 50 years' time. Just looking back at the past doesn't help anymore. It's terribly important to keep developing that work, and I think some people are saying that part of the reason the response to the flooding has been perhaps substandard is that there's been huge cutbacks in investment by local authorities in preparedness for climate change.
Professor Miles Allen, thank you very much.